Welcome back to Writing 365, a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising daily can be a challenge for many, including myself. It is my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. I'm Mike Pena, and it's a joy to be back with you again for another episode. This one is called, What Are You Tying Your Life To? We're still going to continue from last week's episode of It's Okay to Do Hard Things. And if you listened to that one, my family and I spent a week at a teen training called Christian Youth in Action, which is a part of the ministry that my family and I are missionaries for, called Child Evangelism Fellowship. And Christian Youth in Action, it helps teens grow in their faith by training them on how to share the gospel through biblical stories. And through this training, at the conclusion, they get commissioned to go out and do another ministry that CEF has for the summer called 5-Day Clubs, or here in Nebraska, they're called Summer Good News Clubs. And these are clubs that go out throughout the community. They partner with churches and families and faith believers who want to share the gospel in their community, and they put on these clubs for elementary age students. So Christian Youth in Action, one of those settings that is undescribable. It's my intention year round to share with youth groups and youth pastors and parents and Christian schools that have students that are in middle school and high schoolers, the opportunity that Christian Youth in Action presents for their students, because it's so different from any other Christian camp that is out there. It's really not a camp. It's definitely a training for these young students, these young adults, to strengthen their faith. And it's a tough week of training. It is one that challenges their faith. They're in a different setting. They're meeting new people, which is all things that we, as those who struggle with rising, can see as too daunting to be a part of. Knowing that Christian Youth in Action is challenging is what deters many people from coming year after year. But those who see the importance of strengthening their faith, what they endeavor year after year and the growth that they see it's worth it. And it just helps carry through everything that the previous episodes of Rising 365 share about. Everything we've talked about, that it's okay to do hard things, that, you know, learning to be creative, learning to get out of your comfort zone, setting a routine, those previous episodes, these young people are experiencing at the week-long of CYA, and it encourages them. Then they have an encouragement because what they're going to do is bigger than themselves. Last week, I shared about lesson one, and the first lesson was naming that these young people will be sharing this summer at the clubs. How Naaman had really no hope, even though he had everything at his disposal. He was the richest guy. He's had so much power. But his sin and the cure that he was seeking for his leprosy was what was separating him. He was running out of hope because he knew if he didn't get cure for it, that the leprosy would kill him. So when he went and he sought help for it, at first his pride almost got a hold of him. And that can be us. We want a certain outcome in our life. And if we don't get that outcome, it can paralyze us and our pride can overtake us. But if we humble ourselves, like Naaman finally did, and it wasn't because of his own doing, it was actually because he listened to his servants who said, "Hey, what do you got to lose? Maybe put your hope in God and see what God will do. Because if you don't, Naaman, you're going to die." And when we put our hope in God like Naaman did, we see that God has something great for us and he can renew us. The next lesson that these teens were taught and is so pivotal is the lesson of Rahab. The lesson of Rahab comes from the book of Joshua. If you're not familiar with biblical stories, you can go look it up. Joshua chapter 2 is where it starts. And this lesson of Rahab is so important because what these teens learn and what we all learn in this lesson is that we have a choice to make. You know, Rahab was a part of a culture that was extremely sinful. They did everything that God found deplorable, so much so that God was ready to destroy the city of Jericho because the way they were acting and treating each other and the flippantness and the way they lived their lives. Then we're introduced in Joshua chapter 2 to Rahab. And Rahab, she's no different than them. The lifestyle she lives in this community is full of sin, and what she did was sinful. So as she's encountering this, she encounters two spies from the Israelites that come into Jericho because they're looking to see, okay, what are the forces? What's in this town? And the city of the men of Jericho find out that these spies are there, but Rahab has a choice there. She could even just let the spy be found, but she's like, you know what? I've heard of this God of Israel and what he's capable of. Maybe if I put my faith in him, I tie myself to the God of Israel and help these spies out, something great will happen. I can be spared from what these spies tell Rahab is going to conspire, that God has seen the wickedness of Jericho, and because of that, he's going to destroy it. And they say to Rahab, if you help us escape the king's men who are hunting us down, when we destroy the city, when God destroys this city, we will spare not only you, Rahab, but also your entire family. So she has no choice here. She can either die with the crowd, or she can put her faith and tie herself to the words of God, to God's faithfulness. So she does that. She lowers these men down outside the wall so they could escape. And before doing that, they say, tie this yellow, not this yellow, but this scarlet red rope outside your window so we know not to attack your home and your family. Your family will be saved. So she just had to trust their word. She had to trust that God was faithful. So she did just that. She tied outside her home that scarlet thread. And the rest is history if you continue to see that. The Israelite army comes for 7 days. They march around, and on the seventh day, the walls and finally fall in Jericho, and the Israelite army goes in and destroys and takes Jericho. But they spare Rahab's home and Rahab and her family. So the lesson that we have for us here on Rising 365 is, what are we tying our lives to? Are we getting caught up in the community and our culture and our world? And when people look at us, they don't see us any different. And because of that, it makes it difficult to meet the new day. Or are we, and is that draining you? Maybe it's time for you to do as Rahab did and tie yourself to a relationship with God, to a relationship of who Jesus is and what he came to do to said, hey, you know what? You've tied yourself to the things of this world, and the things of this world will always leave you in despair, hopeless, fearful, overwhelmed, making facing each new day more difficult and challenging, sometimes impossible. But Jesus, a relationship with Jesus is different. It says, if you tie yourself to me, you will have peace, joy, love, faithfulness, patience, endurance, strength for ever, for in all for eternity. And knowing that we're tied to the source of all goodness makes rising all that more possible. Not only possible, but enjoyable. We do it with a joyful heart because we know we have a message to go out and share, the possibility for others to untie themselves from the world and tie themselves to Jesus. And that's what these teens learned at Christian Youth in Action. And that's what I wanted to share with you, and we all can learn from the story of Rahab. What are you tying your life to? What is your life currently tied to? And how has it been going for you? Maybe it's time for you to cut that tie and tie it to a relationship with Jesus. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I am Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment. And to learn more about Child Evangelism Fellowship and CEF of Central Nebraska, you can do that by visiting our website. And that's another way you can support Rising 365 is by supporting the ministry that we are a part of. Well, it's been a joy. May you go and share these episodes and this podcast with those who can be encouraged with the possibility to rise each new day.